Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, cattle producers, some really good-looking cattle coming up for sale at the Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their next regular auction coming up Friday, May 31st on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, or DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, or Superior, clicktobid.com on the Internet. 8 a.m. is the video auction start time. 24,200 head to be offered this go-round, including about 6,300 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, 4,800 weaned calves, and 8,200 calves on cows. If you want more information about specific lots, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to their website, superiorlivestock.com, and you can see a lot more information about the lineup of cattle that will be sold this go-round. 800-422-2117, the number for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their next sale, May 31st, 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
Well, we were all over the place today in the grain futures. We were down in the front-month row crops in the corn and beans, and then a little bit higher on the new crop stuff. We had July corn down a penny and a half at 6.65. The September corn, which is up 10 cents at 5.93 and three quarters, and then the December was up 14 and three quarters at 5.65 and three quarters. Looking at the soybeans, here we were down 7.5 in the front month, July, at 15.01 and three quarters. August, soybeans were down 4.5 at 14.29 and a quarter. September's down 2 3/4 at 13.31 and a half. And then November soybeans were actually up a half cent at 12.88 and a half. And then the wheat futures here, we had July Chicago wheat up 9 cents at 7.02 and 3 quarters. We had September wheat up 9 and a half cents at 7.11 and a quarter. We had December Chicago wheat up 9 and a half at 7.27 and a quarter. And then on the Kansas City wheat futures, we were up 4 and a quarter in July at 7.47 and 3 quarters. September was up 4 and a half at 7.56 and a quarter. And then December was up 4 and 3 quarters at 7.74 and a half. And then looking at cotton, we were down across the board in cotton. We had December cotton down 56 at 83.38.
We'll take a look at how the news behind the numbers unfolded today right after this.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Justin, how did our trading unfold today?
Really, the feature today was a continuation of what we saw starting last week, with some large index funds rolling from the front contracts to the back contracts. For instance, they were selling July corn and July soybeans and buying the back months, the December corn and November soybeans. So that spread that everybody's been talking about, where the market's been inverted, meaning that the old crop is higher than the new crop, it's starting to unwind a little bit here. And like, for instance, today the July D's corn spread was down about 15 cents, and then the beans are down about 8 cents. And that really started last week with the index funds rolling. It also suggests that maybe we're not as short of a supply as we have been, and some of the rationing is actually working with these higher prices actually slowing down the buying. If you look at the wheat prices on the world market here, we're just a little bit higher than everybody else. So the export market isn't going to be just great here for the wheat. Especially with harvest around the corner, our prices should get a little bit cheaper. But as of right now, we're still a little bit too high. We also have a little bit of wheat harvest going on here in southwest Oklahoma and north Texas. There's some reports or a wide range of reports, but the average yield right now is about 20 to 25 bushels per acre. So it's a lot lower than what we normally get. But considering all the freeze damage we've seen, and then all the stuff that's already been destroyed, that we're making anything is pretty good news overall. Test weights were 58 to 62, so that's the average, with 60 being number one wheat. And then protein levels were pretty good. The average protein was just over 15. So overall, harvest is underway, and we'll see where it goes from here.
And that's your grain future wrap-up on this Wednesday afternoon. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel on the Radio Oklahoma Network.